For a second straight year, the Moose Jaw Lacrosse Association can sell alcohol at the Kinsman Arena during junior age, under 22, games, as long as all adult beverages remain hidden from public view. During its April 8 regular meeting, council voted unanimously to let the association operate licensed events in the arena's southwest corner during the next few months. This approval is subject to the organization obeying the conditions outlined in the City of Moose Jaw's alcohol use events policy. The specific dates include Saturday, April 27, from 6:30 to 10:30 p.m., Saturday, May 11, from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m., Wednesday, May 15, from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m., Friday, May 31, from 6:30 to 10:30 p.m., Saturday, June 15, from 7 to 10:30 p.m., Friday, June 21, from 7 to 10:30 p.m. and Wednesday, July 3, from 7 to 10:30 p.m. The team will use the money for buses, hotels and meals when on the road. It expects about 40 people to attend the home games and access the licensed areas. The policy says the Kinsman Arena is a discretionary use site for alcohol-related activities, so the event operator must submit a written request to City Hall, which reviews the application and sends it to council for approval, a council report explained. Meanwhile, the city received no complaints last year from anyone about the association serving alcohol during the games. The Parks and Recreation Department is recommending that alcohol sales and consumption be limited to the Kinsman Arena's southwest corner so patrons and young families using the pool, pickleball courts, ball diamonds, skate park and other building amenities don't see those adult activities, the report said. However, users of the building and fans at the licensed event will share washrooms, while the association will work with the Sportsplex concessionaire to provide food services. The Saskatchewan Liquor and Gaming Association, SLGA, will also evaluate the request as part of the permitting process to determine whether the event is appropriate and can have a permit. The Lacrosse Association informed City Hall that it is prepared to meet or exceed all conditions that the city and SLGA have, the report added. Moreover, all volunteers will complete responsible alcohol service training for special occasions, as SLGA requires. The next regular council meeting is Monday, April 22.